Back live with Enemy Combatant Radio, and we've got Thunder on the line from Berkeley Liberation Radio. Thunder, can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Okay, talk again. I'm checking the levels.
Oh, okay. I'm doing fine, DJ Rebel. How are you?
I'm doing well. You sound good here. Okay, so we're here. I had Captain Fred here last week, and we got a lot of the details of what's going on with the station right now. Why don't you give a quick overview about the eviction FCC notice getting off the air, say what the radio station's doing right now, and then we're going to get into some more profound matters.
Okay. The eviction, the FCC notice, and what else?
Start with those two. The eviction, the FCC notice, and what we're doing to, what you're doing out there to try to get back on the air.
Okay. Sure. You tell me when you want to, are you
going
to
You're going. Go right ahead. You're on the air live.
Oh, okay. Well, as far as the eviction at Berkeley Liberation Radio 104, they've been trying, the FCC has been trying to get us out whichever way they can, because they don't want to make a big deal about it with the media, you know, like bust in and arrest us, because it would make too much notice. They're trying to do it from behind closed doors, so to speak. They go to the owner of the building and they harass the owner. They have agents in our, basically making us look bad with the owner, when I had talked to the manager last Monday, he was saying that the owner was fed up with being harassed by the FCC and that he just had to evict us. And but he was very sympathetic with what we're doing for the people.
Okay, so he was for this, but it sounds like he wore down or something like that. What do you think?
Yes, very much so. Yes.
And what kind of forces would cause a landlord to wear down? What is the FCC doing?
Well, they usually just threaten to take their property away with a court action. That's pretty much what I know about.
I don't know details, but I'm sure they're telling the owner that they're hosting an illegal activity in the studio, something like that, using all the rules that they set up.
They say half-truths and outright lies, you know, like things like, you know, they're doing illegal things and we can take your property away.
Right, when the truth is that us advocates have a different interpretation of the legality of things, don't we? The FCC is saying the station's not legal because it doesn't have a license. That's it. It won't give a license. It has a whole bunch of preset reasons why it'll never give a license. So it's saying that the station's illegal by its mere presence on the dial and will continue to be illegal. For the collective at Berkeley Liberation Radio, what is your position on the legality, since these things really haven't been tested in court?
What
is the position of the station members on how legal or illegal it is to be broadcasting on 104.1 FM? That's the, that's where the political fight's coming in. The FCC is saying that you're illegal. How does the station collective interpret your legality or your right to broadcast?
Well, it's our constitutional right. And, our constitution guarantees us the right of freedom of speech. And, also, if there was any other question about it, it basically comes down to that all the other commercial stations are blocking the community from having access to our constitutional right. And what few stations there are like us, community radio stations, we have a necessity to be there and to be talking out and to speaking to as much political activity as we can get our hands on and broadcast and expose.
Okay, so you're taking it as more of an inherent right to be able to be on the airwaves and not something that a government agency can just go and legislate you out of?
Yes. Totally a constitutional right.
And now what is different about Berkeley Liberation Radio that's filling a political void that the FCC is making sure it doesn't happen? In other words, this station is much different than all the other stations on the dial if you're going through the East Bay. So what is it about Berkeley Liberation Radio that's speaking to a constituency, and what type of constituency in your local towns are you speaking to?
Well, I believe speaking to a very large, broad base, because we have the gamut. We have about 60 DJs, and we have the gamut in different types of diversity of DJs, and most of them are political in one form or another, and they're all expressing the needs of the community in terms of, you know, what the kids need or are, or abuses that they're having to deal with what the blacks are dealing with the Chicanos, what the Native Americans are dealing with, what women are dealing with, what we all have to deal with the evil, unthinking, greedy activities of our government against its own people. Those are the kinds of things that we're out there to expose, and we do expose. And the people need to know that. They need also to have a format where they can even call in within their community and speak out. And that's what we provide.
Right. And station space is available if people want to join the collective and be DJs if they have something to offer. That should be much different than the rest of the dial, which is owned by corporations and really isn't allowing regular people to get on the airwaves. What kind of other things might you hear on Berkeley Liberation Radio besides speaking out against government policy instead of just rubber stamping it from the center? What else is going on that station?
Well, one thing we have is a female DJ that basically does all Frank Zappa music, and very political he is, and most of it is political that she puts on. And yeah, that's one type. Another type is I do a kid show, and I basically do a lot of storytelling and empowering the kids. I tell them to turn off their ugly televisions and tune into Kid Sounds every Saturday morning. And trying to empower them, to make them realize that their education is all around them every moment of their life, not just when they go to school, not to just turn off to learning when they're away from school. They should be spending all their moments learning and to be good to each other. You know, those are the things that, well, those are some of the things that I know about. There's quite a diversity. We have Woman Dread, who does a Wednesday afternoon reggae, kind of a pseudo-religious reggae from Egypt. And, we have another DJ that basically talks most of the time, very politically, but he talks a lot about the nuclear weapons station and all the travesties going on there, and what they're doing and trying to mobilize people to come out and help stop nuclear weapons from being developed and or exported from Lawrence Livermore Lab. Things like that.
Right, great. And I've heard a hip-hop show. I heard a talk show, a libertarian talk show host. You don't hear any of that on the air. Also, young people doing electronica music. There was a punk rock collective doing Mexican punk rock, so a lot of stuff. Let's shift back to station business. The station had to go off the air and held a press conference. What message did you put out, and what are the plans for the station in the near future?
Well, the plans are to within about a week or two, be back on the air. We're going to go on the internet this but definitely come back onto the community airwaves. We're looking right now for a new space, which we're having a little bit of a rough time finding. If anyone out there knows of anything, we'd love to hear from you. You know, and I'd love to give you a number where you could call us. We're in the Berkeley, Oakland area. I don't know what area.
We go out all over the place. We're broadcasting in San Francisco, but we're going out over the Indy Media Centers. So there are people in the local area, and there are people from all over the place who keep in touch with Micro Radio, who it sounds like may be able to start listening to you if you get up with the internet. So we're going all over the place.
Yeah, so we're growing to include the internet, but not to stop putting ourselves out in the community over the radio, because that's really what we're about, is community access. And the internet is good to get us out, our word out there, but it's not as important to keep it within the community. And I really think that small community radio stations should bloom everywhere, to inform everybody around the whole world.
Right, so you'll play it over the internet and hope that the last vestiges of independent radio stations might pick it up and play it, because a lot of radio shows are coming syndicated off the internet, so that sounds like the plan of action. But talk about, again, just quickly about the difficulties in finding a space, because that seems to be the point the FCC hits at, is making it difficult to find a space. What do you have to go through?
Well, we have to go through a lot of skepticism from owners who are, once they hear that we're a radio station, they're immediately wondering. You know, most of them have heard about us or radio, the FCC coming down on the radio, community radio stations, and so they're very skeptical about doing it. They really have to have a very strong constitutional feeling about having free access to the airways to really, you know, to be able to put themselves at risk, so to speak.
I was up there doing some reporting last Monday. You were dealing with the press. What kind of response have you had from the press so far?
Well, actually, you know, the fact that we were getting off the airwaves seemed to entice them, that the FCC had agitated us. They seemed to enjoy that spectacle, and there were quite a few interviews. I mean, there was a Channel 2 here in Oakland, San Francisco Chronicle, the Oakland Tribune, the Berkeley Voice, the Daily Planet, the East Bay Daily News. I mean, we had quite a wide variety, a lot of calls. It was good.
Okay, good. So it sounds like you're using this to get the broader message out. Why don't we Why don't we switch up here as we get towards the end of our interview? You're Native American. And
yes.
So talk about, as a Native American, what kinds of things you do on radio, and talk about what kind of representation Native Americans and Native American political issues have on the radio. So talk about your own stuff and talk about what, if anything else, you hear on the airwaves and medias about the types of things that you feel it's important to get out to people.
Well, one of the things that I do as a major focus with my Native American radio show and the activist events that I do in the community are based around Leonard Peltier a lot. And by the way, Leonard was just moved to
Terre Haute, Indiana.
Right, exactly. And they're really messing with him, and he's going to be 61 years old this year. And that's one thing. I don't know if this is the right time to be talking about it, but
yeah, go ahead.
On his birthday, which is the 12th of September. Every year we've been doing a birthday party for him at People's Park the Sunday before his birthday. And this Sunday, this year, it's going to be on the 11th of September and at People's Park in Berkeley. And we're going to have live entertainment and speakers from the community. And as usual, we sign birthday cards for Leonard Peltier to send them to him in prison to, you know, help give, let him know that we're out here to support him and care about him and love him, and just to keep his spirits up. So that's a very big activity that we're going to be doing this year. The Peltier Action Coalition International, which I'm part of, is thinking that we need to step up the activities as far as getting him out. He's been there almost 29 years now, and it's really very unhealthy for a diabetic to be out of having exercise and a good amount of sunlight and, all those things. You know, we're getting very concerned for him at 61. You know, as far as the Native American show I do, it's called Mother to Us All. And other than working on Leonard Peltier's information, I play a lot of Native American music. I play, I do a lot of storytelling. I read stories myself. I read from Leonard Peltier's book. I do lectures from people like John Trudell and Widow, I think it's called Widow Keepers. It's a series of interviews with Native Americans all over the country. And I have interviews with different Native Americans in the community doing things. And I make announcements for the Intertribal Friendship House, which has been going on for, I think, 50 years coming up very shortly. They're having their anniversary. And that's where the Native Americans of all the different tribes can meet and get together and learn together and share together. So, yeah, I do a lot around them, talking about them.
Do you hear any other Native American shows on the radio dial? And if so, how would they compare or contrast?
I hear it on KPFA, and they talk a lot. They do good Native American music. They have some good interviews. For my feeling on it, I think that's all good and just, but they really need to focus on the things that are holding the Native Americans back, and the idea that there's something larger than I tend to focus on the conspiracy of a new world order that basically what's been happening to the, with the genocide of the Native American tribes is just part of a bigger picture that includes the Native American genocide, but is not doesn't just stop there. And to tell the Native Americans that, hey, you know, we've got common enemies with all these different people all around the world, and we need to get together in unity.
Okay, great. So you're a little more direct on the political end of things, where some of the other shows, in some areas there wouldn't be any Native American shows. I've heard some of the KPFA shows, they're probably a little more into the spiritual, cultural stuff. I mean, they are political, but in other words, you're going out on much more of a limb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm wondering if I can give a contact number for the Pelcher Action Coalition International, as well as for the Berkeley Liberation Radio, in which I was talking about maybe helping us find a new studio for ourselves or some kind of help.
Okay, great. Yeah, you read my mind. So give the contact information out for the Pelcher Action Committee, and then give the contact information out for the station and remind listeners what they can do to hear and to stay abreast.
Okay, for the Action Coalition International, the phone number is 510-496-6011. And the mailing address is 2425B Channing Way, Channing, number 564, Berkeley, California. And for the radio station, you can use the very same phone number. And, God, I don't have the P.O. box right hand. But, we can use all the support we can get. And, oh, I don't know if any of you, if this will be out in time, but tomorrow at noon, the Pelcher Action Coalition International is doing a Bolinas prayer and drum circle, 12 to 1 on the ocean in Bolinas, and you're all invited.
Okay, great. Any last words before we move back on?
Also, at the Oakland Federal Building, first Monday of every month, please join us. Thank you very, very, very much.
Okay, Thunder, thanks.
Thank you. Take care, DJ Rebel.
Okay, take care. Okay, we're going to go to... We've got some Japanese punk rock here. Let's go to... The Jailbirds, Never Come to Me.